Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think you have to squint too hard to see a stronger team on the field in 2025. I believe we have the players in the organization that will help us do that.
Gonna not so respectfully disagree on this. You don't have to squint that hard to see a better baseball team in 2025? Ben Cherington, are you freaking kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? You're 12-26. Not a single player, save for O'Neill Cruz, has improved year over year. Not one. And you can save Key Brian Hayes, all of you Pirates apologists. Yes, he is hitting better than he did last year. He is healthy, which is good. But he's still not a good hitter. He's just...
better than what they have.
Yes. And he's better than what he was because he's got a functional back at this particular moment.
Yep.
There's not a single guy who has improved year over year apart from O'Neill Cruz. And I'm going to say that that's because of his talent, not on what they've done. Buddy, you could give me the best weed in the world. You could give me the good. That's what the kids say, Doran.
Yep.
The loud weed.
Yes.
The best money could buy. Which is as close as I'm going to get to having my eyes closed, but still keep them open. I mean, that's as squinty as I could get. And I'm not seeing a good baseball team here.
No.
Not even
not at all.
Close. Not even close. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He can't believe that. Now, he can't come out and say this team sucks and the players that I've drafted and the players that I brought in suck. He can't say that. He's not going to say that. But you don't have to pee on our legs and tell us it's raining, man.
I mean, you could say, like, we got to be better. Like, we have to play better baseball. And we haven't been playing better baseball, and that's why we're in this situation. And it's all of us that have to take accountability for it. And obviously, Derek Shelton did a great job, blah, blah, blah. But you don't have to go out and say that we need to squint to see that there's a good team. I squinted as soon as he said that. I was like, what am I looking for?
Get that good.
I can't see anything. I can't see anything. I can't see this even being a 500 team almost.
No. No. You can squint, and if Bubba Chandler's up here, you can squint and see a good starting rotation.
Yeah, I can meet you there.
But that's one third of the operations, right?
Yeah.
If you think about lineup, starting rotation, and bullpen.
Right.
Okay, great. You've got a young rotation that's got significant promise if you've got Chandler, if you've got Jones. Jones ain't here right now, and Chandler ain't here right now. When those guys come back and come up, yes. Everything else is ass.
I don't think you have to squint too hard to see a stronger team on the field in 2025. I believe we have the players in the organization that will help us do that.
I don't want to overreact, but that is deeply, deeply offensive to me as a Pirates fan. You just fired the manager. You've now put all of it on the manager. And yes, he was a significant problem. There's not a bigger problem than Ben Cherington. Don't tell me, don't tell us as Pirates fans that this team is better than the results, because it ain't.
No.
And Derek Shelton absolutely deserved to go. The fundamental errors on a nightly basis, that's not even an exaggeration. For all of us who watch this team and put them under the microscope, they do things every single night that go beyond skill and talent. You don't run the bases correctly. You're routinely sending guys home, waving them on, your third base coach, and it's just horrendous. You had Key Brian Hayes the other day not cover third. He got picked off of second base. You have O'Neill Cruz throwing to the wrong base. You've got guys who aren't running their hardest. It happens all the time. That, to me, is on the manager. Sure. But Tommy Pham, if he plays perfect baseball, is still going to have an OPS in the 500s.
Yeah.
And that ain't on the manager.
No.
412-928-9370. When Enmanuel Valdez is routinely your cleanup man, I can squint as hard as I possibly want and can. And that's not a good baseball team. Texter, the Hubble Space Telescope would struggle to see a good team. Good joke. You are correct. Texter, Henry Davis being picked first in the draft is the worst decision ever made in MLB over the past two decades. That's probably a stretch, but yes, Henry Davis was at worst supposed to be good. At worst! And part of the reason why they drafted him was so that they could spend more money over slot at other picks, and it wound up getting them Bubba Chandler. But you weren't picking Henry Davis because he was bad so that you could then get Bubba Chandler. That's a ridiculous way of going about things.
Right.
You were thinking, okay, we'll at very least get a good, if not very good, player, 1-1, who we're not going to have to pay as much so that we can use some more of the money to get a guy like Bubba Chandler. That's actually sound strategy, but he did not pan out, not by a long shot. And that list goes on and on and on.
I mean, I firmly believe that they lucked into Skeens. I think it was like literally the luck of the draw. I believe that they probably were as confident in drafting Dylan Cruz as they were Skeens or even Lankford at that draft. I think that they pulled the right name. I don't think that they were like, yeah, this is an absolute, like, we're going to go in this direction. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's out there that they knew for months that they were going to draft Skeens if he was, you know, the one number one pick. But I think they lucked into that. I think that was pure luck that they pulled the right name.
I'm not going to give them any credit for taking Paul Skeens. We debated it, and it was debated,
It was debated a lot.
Baseball-wide, that two great prospects here, both teammates at LSU, could go either way. I'm still not giving them credit for it.
I'm not.
He was a unicorn. He was Steven Strasburg. So, no, they don't get credit for that. Especially not today when I'm cranky.
Right.
And I wish I were high.